I want to talk to you today about the coming flood. You say, now, Pastor, the Bible says, you know, that there's not going to be a flood. God promised us that he would not flood the earth anymore. And that's why we see the rainbow in the sky. There's not going to be a flood. Oh, no, there is going to be another flood. And I'll tell you about it today. I have never, ever heard this word preached this way that I'm going to give it to you. It'll be like a word of prophecy, and I know right where it comes, but I want to give it to you. So let's look over to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. It's kind of the end time headquarters. If you're wondering what the last days and last hours are going to be like, well, you can read it in a lot of portions of the Word. But I just want us to go right here to Matthew 24. And we're going to look down, Kathy, at verse 36. I pray you can look at this with me if you have your Bibles. Matthew 24, 36. Look at this. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For as it was in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will it be, will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, the reason I can't read that is because it's in me in the old King James Version. You know, there's just some things we put into us years ago and memorize. It's old King James, and I'm trying to read it in the new, so I stumble all over it. But anyway, all I said was, just like it was back there in Noah's day when the flood came, and he warned them that the flood was coming, and it said they didn't know it until the flood came and took them all away. Now, my little Parker asked me the other day about that flood, about Noah. We were talking about it. And he said, well, Nana, why did all those people have to die? And I said, because they were unpleasing to the Lord. They had no law. They had no order. They did whatever they wanted. And they were evil and wicked in the sight of God. And he said, but so was Nineveh. He said, when Jonah went to Nineveh, they were wicked, Nana. How come God didn't kill them? I said, well, you tell me why he didn't kill them. He said, I don't know. I'm asking you. I said, because they repented, baby. They repented. Jonah said, repent, 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 or God's going to burn your house up and burn your city with fire. And they repented. I mean, they got on their knees, repented. And I said, God bless them. But with Noah, he kept telling them and telling them, and they wouldn't do anything about it. Well, listen, there's only two types of people that we read about there. There's two kinds of people, and there's still the same kinds of people on this earth today. And that's people who were in the ark and people who were out of the ark, right? In that day, there were people in the ark and people out of the ark. Today, same thing, two kinds of people only. Those that are in and those that are out. Those that live, move, and have their being in Jesus, those in the ark of safety, and those who are out. But there's one thing that we all have in common. Whether you're in the ark or out of the ark, even in that day, there were people in and out of the ark, but the one thing they had in common was what? The flood. They had the flood in common. And to one group of people, those outside, it was devastation. I mean, it was horrible. It was death. It was drowning. But to those that were inside the ark, it was safety. And we were doing the service the other day. And by the way, I want to thank those of you that were able to go. I know it was a ways away and it was during the week, but I want to thank those of you that were there. But this is when the Lord began to give this to me. I thought that night when I was at home, I thought, Lord, she did go ahead and pass, and we don't get that. It's not big enough for us to understand. However, That devastation was only her transportation to another country. It was her transportation. And so those who had passed without Jesus in their life, to them it's devastation. It could be horrible. It could mean hell. It could mean eternal hell, eternal death. But to those who are in the ark of safety, you know, to one it's devastation, to the other it's transportation. And D, and many that's passed in the Lord, it was transportation to get there. But I don't want you to forget, the one thing we all have in common is the flood going on this earth right now, the flood of wickedness. It's all around us. It's getting ready to be dealt with. And it's very important that if people were going to play around and backslide, now is not the time. It would have been much better to do it a long time ago, but don't play now. And I believe that God's going to bring people right into your path. Even some of you that say, I have never won a soul, pastor, in my life. I don't know how to do it. Oh, you'll know how to do it. And it'll be really, really easy for you to do it. Because you're just going to know what to say. Because of the anointing that God is bringing to his people. And you'll see what I'm saying. When they come, they will just walk right into your trap. And he will put people in your path with your personality that will respect you and hear you, that they would have never put in my path or Dee's path or Danny's path, but they can put them in your path. Because no one can say it like you say it. Now you just wait. You'll see that beginning to come. But the flood means something different to everybody. Now let's go over to 2 Timothy. I'm going to show you something else here. It says, as it was in Matthew, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now, if we went down in Matthew 24, down to about verse 44, 45, it would say, so be ye therefore ready, Old King James. Be ye therefore ready, get ready, and don't be undone. We read that word on Wednesday night. Don't be undone. Don't be unfastened. Have it all together. Sometimes my daughter will tell me about somebody that came in and she said, you know, they were just put together. And that's what God is saying to us. You be put together in the spirit now. Don't be unfastened. Don't be playing around. Don't be messing around. I want to show you now that here's some people in the world who are not put together. And some in the church are not put together. But we got to get put together, and we only can do that by the Spirit. And by the helmet of salvation that we wear on our head and the breastplate of righteousness upon our heart. Okay, so let's look. I also want to say here, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. But I also want to say, as it was in the days of Moses, so shall it be. And as it was in the days of Paul and Timothy, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. All right. Look at the 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. We've probably hit chapter 3, verses 1 through 7 many, many times. I'm going to leave that. You can read that later on. Don't go there. But that describes the world. We know what they are. Okay, I'm not going to take time there. But go down to verse 8. Now, Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses. So do these also resist what? They resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds. Disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no farther. For their folly will be manifest to all as theirs also was. All right, let's just stop right there and look at this kind of people. I would say these people are outside the ark, wouldn't you? I'd say they're outside. They're running their own show. They've gone about, as the book of Romans said, to establish their own righteousness. And in doing so, they've made a mess and they've got their corrupt minds. Now, if you want to look up Jannes and Jambres, you won't see them in any other part of the word except here in the New Testament right here, pretty much. But who they are, when you go back to the book of Exodus and you say when they, it says they withstood Moses, Remember when Moses was going to deliver the people of Israel from Pharaoh's bondage? Remember that? And so he went and started doing all these miracles in front of the people, and he threw the rod down, it became a snake. And the magician said, oh, we could do that too. And they threw theirs down, it became a snake. And so they did all kinds of miracles like Moses did, but when they threw their rod down, it became a snake. Moses' rod ate those snakes. But these were two of the top magicians. Now, this is what scholars tell us. These were two of the top that withstood Moses, but it never called them by name. But they were a part of that, because you can see it pretty much right here. They withstood Moses, and they resisted the truth. So let's come on down here to 2021. Today, people resist the truth, even inside the church. You don't believe it? Look at chapter 4, verse 3. Kathy, I wasn't going to put that here, but let's just run over there a minute. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from what? They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned to fables. Just tell me something good, Pastor. I don't want to come in here and hear about the mess. I want to hear about love and kindness and goodness. Well, but I didn't read to you verse 2, which says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Well, I'd say right now it's out of season, wouldn't you? No one wants us talking about anything. One guy said the other day, he said, if I mention the C word on Facebook, I could get taken off. And then he goes on, and I really appreciated what the preacher said. He said, so the C word, what, cancer? He starts mentioning all these C words. But you know, he was scared. He wouldn't even mention COVID. That's not why we're not on Facebook right now. We'll be back. But he says, you preach whether it's in season or out of season. And look at this, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. So it's going to be some long suffering for you that are bringing the word, but you just go ahead and run with it. Because the time is here where people have itching ears. I thank God for a people like this that want the truth. And you know what? I think there's a lot of young people out there, and I think there's people in the street that want nothing but the truth, so help me God. Listen, they're street smart. Listen, when they come into church, the church people may want it to be easy, and they may want to live like the world, but when the world comes in, they don't want to see us living like them. They don't want that. They've been calling us hypocrites for years. Because they go to the movies and they see other people sitting there watching the same old filth they're watching. So they're like, huh? That church person was there. They're watching it, but they don't want you to. They sit down to dinner and they're sitting there with wine all over their table. And then they saw brother so-and-so and there he's sitting there with it too. They're like, what? Listen. I was so mad about this the other day. Brother Art, I almost called you because I knew you'd get mad with me. But I didn't, because I'd wound you up. But we'll talk. I don't know if you saw it, but I was so angry at this idiotic preacher that I've always loved. I've always respected that man. I'm going to tell you who he is because he doesn't deserve to be hidden. Lord, forgive me. Is it okay? Did you all see Jensen Franklin? That's the sweetest, kindest Pentecostal preacher. But there he is. He was going to a Pentecostal camp meeting, tent meeting in Nashville the other day. And so I was watching it online. Oh, it was awesome. If you haven't got to see Tony Suarez in the outpouring in Nashville, make sure you go over there and see if you can pull it up. Just, oh, Lyndall, you'd love the worship. Clint Brown and Sharon Walker and and Jaron Davis and all of them are there on the platform. It's awesome. And so Jensen was supposed to be there, but he got sideswiped on the side of his car. And so Brother Tony says, he's fine. He's not hurt, but he can't be here tonight. He did get a little scruffed up, but he's home. He's fine. Well, you know what he does? See a lot of little ones in the house. But here, he wasn't in the hospital. He was home. And there he gets the video, has somebody video he and his wife laying in the bed. And the man of God has the covers pulled down to here, so you'll know he doesn't have a shirt on. I didn't care to see his shoulders. Say, Pastor, you're sounding so prudish. I don't care. And his wife is right here beside him. She's got the covers pulled up like this. And he is saying stupid things like, oh, we heard, you know, many of you thought I was dead. I'm telling you, I'm not dead. I didn't know where he was going from there. So I clicked. I thought, you ain't worth me watching you, you old carnal thing. I know carnal's an old word. Who wants to see he and his wife in bed? Jesus said the things you do in private shouldn't even be mentioned among anyone else. And there he put it for the whole world, his congregation and his kids and his children. I didn't watch it all, but somebody said he said something in the middle that was inappropriate. You guys, I'm sorry if I just get wild on that, but no, I'm not really. Because it's just too stupid for me. Did anything go on? Was it wrong? Yeah, I just put, I don't want to see you in bed. Here's what I wrote. I usually don't get in anyone's business on Facebook because I really don't care. I just put, I don't want to see you in bed. Unbelievable! Exclamation point. And oh, you should have seen the people. Oh, Pastor, we just love seeing you so open and so free and so loving. And we should see the sweet relationship. And we want to know, you know, the church needs to see a man and woman of God getting along good. Ah, I forgot where I was. I don't even know. I don't know where I was. Anyway, oh, I guess I was saying, but people today want, you know, it's cool. You know, I guess he, I don't know if he wanted to be cool. My sister said, I think he just wanted to be cool like a lot of preachers today. I said, no, I think he's just carnal. I think it was just flesh. I think it was just show-off time. Look, if he wanted to tell us he wasn't dead and he was in bed, then put your silly old gown on, you know, like if you're in the hospital, or put a t-shirt on. Just put the t-shirt on. Or pull the covers up. And have your wife over there, baby, and you be here. I just want to see you. I don't even want to see him anymore. Huh? Thank you. Undone. These guys today, listen, it says they resist the truth. What is the truth? Be ye holy as I am holy. Be ye set apart. Don't act like everybody else in town. You're set apart. You're sanctified. You're holy. You're sanctified means to be set apart just for the Lord. Corrupt minds. I'm not talking about Jensen on this. Jensen, I'll tell you, he does not have a corrupt mind. And he's a man of the truth. He really is. And I love him. I just don't approve of that. So, anyway. But the people all around us, they're resisting the truth. There is so much. There's so many lies going on. I mean, you don't know the truth about the vaccine or not the vaccine. There's lies about taking it, and there's lies about not taking it. I mean, all kinds of crazy things going on. And when you've got a president of the United States working with the Taliban, the new leader of the Taliban, who took his 12-year-old son and brought him in and said, "Baby, listen, daddy's going to strap this suicidal vest on you. But let me tell you something. This is the greatest sacrifice that we could give to Allah. And the greatest thing we could do for Allah is to kill as many infidels as we can." And if you're not Islamic and you're not Muslim, you're an infidel to them. So he said, "Here's the best way. You want to be offered up to Allah? As many infidels as you can, kill them with a suicidal vest. I'd be honored, son." And the United States president is making deals with the Taliban. And his people saying, "We can trust them to get the Americans out." Is that a corrupt mind or what? Resisting the truth, I mean, just plain old ordinary truth, coming from military, coming from special forces, coming from the United States Army. Just regular truth. They're resisting the truth. Oh my goodness, Texas passing that abortion bill. It was wonderful, but the world went crazy. You want to make the world nuts? Just mention saving the babies. Just mention that. And Satan stirs hell up. He goes crazy. He goes wild. And he makes all of the people that work for him wild, and they go crazy. Some of the movie stars said some of the stupidest, most ignorant things. And these are supposed to be the socialites of our nation, the very elite, the most educated. And yet they have the most corrupt minds. Here you are right here. They resist the truth. Corrupt minds disapprove the faith. Look at that. That means corrupt. Let me see. I wrote that down. Verse 8. Corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. It just means that they resist the faith. They want no part of it. They've turned aside from the truth. Now, you know what? When you hear the word the apostate church or the apostasy, that just means to turn aside. It means turn away from. And some of the leading pastors today have literally turned away from the truth, and they quit preaching in the rapture of the church. They quit preaching about the blood of Jesus, and they turned a lot of the doctrines of God into other things. Now, when you look here in verse 10, look at what it says. When you meet up with all these people in a certain time, in a season of time, here's what you do, church. Look at verse 10. But you have carefully followed my doctrine. Paul said, you follow my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, and perseverance. So just follow the doctrines. What are our doctrines, church? Well, we believe Jesus is coming back. We believe in divine healing. We believe in salvation by the blood of Jesus and divine healing. Did I say divine healing? Divine healing, salvation, and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. So those are our doctrines, and we're sticking to it. Okay, but look at verse 9. I jumped ahead there, but verse 9 says, but they progress no further. These people with corrupt minds, resisting the truth, turning away from the faith. Verse 9, but they will progress no further. For their folly, somebody say folly, their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. Their folly will be exposed. Folly means a lack of good sense. Folly is a lack of good sense. It's foolishness. Some of the things you hear today, you just say it's pure foolishness. For a girl to be chosen to go to the Olympics, stands there to represent the United States, and will not salute the American flag. That's total folly. Total ignorance and foolishness. You look that up in the Bible dictionary, it says it's one who has no fear of God or respect. you know, the richest, one of the richest men in America. Oh, shoot, I had his name on the end of my tongue. Who's the old guy? George Soros. Yeah, very rich man, but denies the truth, reprobate mind, corrupt mind, resist the faith, resist the church. And yet the Bible says that his foolishness, his lack of common sense, his lack of good sense, that foolishness, the Bible says, will all come to a screeching halt. That it will progress no farther and their folly would be manifested to all and we will all see it. So we must continue in his word. Now let me just bring it down to here and I won't be long. But remember when God delivered the people of God from Pharaoh's army. And the people of God were coming out. They had been in bondage for years and years and years and really never thought that they would ever see total deliverance. They couldn't even imagine walking out free from this mess. From the folly, from the pure filth, from the wickedness and the hardness of heart of Pharaoh and all the people that worked for him. And yet when God's glory came in and took those people out, that remember, there was a flood of wickedness on the earth. And God's people had blood over the door. The death angel passed over all of them. Just like the flood came to everybody. But it was devastation to some and a blessing to others. Well, God's people walked through the waters and the waters stood up. And when the filthy, wicked Pharaoh and his army came after them, they got in the middle of the big walls that God had built up for his people, the glory. And when that happened, and here came Pharaoh, the waters closed in over them and they drowned. Another flood. I mean, that was a total flood. They drown again. The wicked people drowned in the days of Noah. The wicked people died in the days of Moses. And I'm going to tell you, there's going to be a big deal happening right now in our lifetime, because we are living right here. I mean, to read this written 2,000 years ago and then look at the news right now, it looks like we're there in this season. And so it says that they will progress no farther and their folly will be exposed to everybody. Now, in Isaiah 59:19, what does it say? When the enemy shall come in like a what? Then God will raise up a what? A standard against him. Now, you can also read that like this. So they shall fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. Who will do that? I'll tell you who will do that. Now, you have to read the scriptures above it to get the content of all that. But it's the wicked. And the wicked will do that. They will, now they did not fear God at all. But now they're going to fear him. When they begin to see the glory of God come upon his church and his people and begin to see the miracles you were singing about, I get excited. And yet we haven't seen the dumb talk and the lame walk and the blind see. But when all this begins to happen, and things happened politically, and the laws that were turned backwards, and they were turned all around, God's laws and the laws of the California and the laws of the United States, when they were flipped around. Let me tell you, folks, God does not like that at all. And their folly is going to be seen. And when God begins to flip those laws and he puts law and order back in place, they are going to begin to fear him. They will fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. And when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And that standard is Jesus, and he will raise him up for all to see. And then the enemy will be marching through this land, and instead of it being a flood of water, it will be a flood of the Lord's glory. It will be his glory. Now you can read it however you want, but it says this, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he's still going to lift up a standard and they'll get caught in it. Or you can say when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard, will lift up a flood, loose the flood of His glory. And we haven't seen anything yet, church. I'm just telling you, when darkness rolls over this earth like a blanket of dirt and a black fog and black skies and black clouds and wickedness, and it all begins to flow over the earth like a blanket of fog rolls into Porterville in the winter. Some talk about London. I don't know about London, but I know about Porterville. And we know how when that blanket comes in, you can't see the nose of your car. We know what that's like. But when that enemy gets so dark, and right now, you guys, we're kind of like there. I mean, really, you know what to do. You know what to say. You don't know who to believe. Now the media is corrupt. We don't even know what they're saying. Do they ever report the truth? Did you see last week? Some of this stuff is so ridiculous. Well, it's all ridiculous. Did you see where they're going to pay the murderers, the shooters? Send them one report said $300 a month check. One said $600 a month check, not to shoot anybody. Huh? San Francisco, California, Chicago too. We're going to pay you $600 a month if you won't shoot anybody. And then you want to get more ridiculous than that? They're going to pay a drug addict $300, didn't say how much. I guess they were too embarrassed and ashamed that they could be. We're going to pay the drug addict not to do drugs. We'll send them a check every month not to do drugs. Oh, that'll be good. Won't you just... So how many of y'all want to sign up? Let's go sign up. Listen, we'll get a van. Let's charter a bus. Let's go to San Francisco. And we'll say, hey, I won't shoot anyone. I won't take any fentanyl. I won't take any drugs. I won't do any crack. We may as well get your check every month. Y'all want to go? Hey, I'm serious. If they're going to be that stupid, then we just need to rise up. Read Isaiah 59. Read the first part of it. And you'll see where it says God walked out here and he saw such stuff like I'm talking about, just ridiculous, lying, filthy, dirty stuff where the preachers are all acting goofy now like Jensen Franklin. People like even T.D. Jakes won't even stand up and tell the truth because he's afraid he might lose a few people. I know I'm calling names here, but they're not the only ones. There's hundreds of them. And God looked down and he said, hey, you know, I noticed something. This is a real messy world. And you guys are so intimidated, none of you are saying anything about it. You're just letting it go by you. You're intimidated, you're inferior, and you're afraid what you say won't matter. And he said, so let me just rise up. I guess I'll just have to come down here and do something myself. So he says, I just put on the helmet of salvation. I put the shoes of peace on my feet, the breastplate, and Jesus just walked out himself and said, he just pushed the church back, his people, and said, let me do this. And then it frightened the world so much that they either got in the ark or they got out. Many of them received judgment and fell aside. Many came to know the Lord and ran to him. Church, we're living in a critical day. Now, I think I'm going to stop right there because God is getting ready to release his glory on this earth. And the Bible, listen to this. I don't want you to miss this. Did I tell you Habakkuk 2:14? Let him see that, please. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. I want to verify what I'm telling you right now. I love this. Always one of my favorite verses. Because you and I will live to see this. Unless we pass before the coming of the Lord, but I believe we'll see it. The knowledge, is it up? The knowledge of the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. What? Oh, that's New King James. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Everyone will know about it. Not just will the glory come, but everyone on earth will know about it, whether you're in the ark or out of the ark. Everyone will know. The sinner will know. George Soros will know. All these people making all their stuff, AOC will know. Taliban will know. Everybody in the world. Because the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea, it will be, the earth will be filled with his glory. I mean, literally filled with it. And so you see, church, there's this flood of God's glory. I'm talking about the flood of God's glory. That's what I was saying to you. I'd never heard that before. That it will be a flood, not a flood of water, but a flood of God's glory that will fill the whole sea like the waters cover the sea or fill up the sea. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. People you work with that you didn't think would ever turn to God, they may turn or they may turn away. But believe me, they're going to see this glory. They'll see the glory of the Lord and they will not even be, well, none of us will be able to comprehend it. Because the Bible says this will be a more glorious salvation in the fullness of time. It will be a more glorious salvation in the fullness of time. Stand with me, somebody. Listen, we are in the fullness of time. Time is almost fulfilled by the glory of God and by his presence and his power. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sweet Jesus. Church, let me tell you something. You're a sweet people, but we really don't know each other, you know. We really don't. So just, you know, I don't sense this in you, but you may have had a critical word about some of the things I said or whatever. But I just want to tell you, I do the best that I can do as your pastor. We may not agree upon everything, but I will continue to preach the truth to you. Good, bad, or ugly. I don't care whose ears are itching. I haven't been called here to scratch your ears. He told me to preach the truth in season and out of season. I don't know anything. I don't know how to build a sermon. But I know the Holy Ghost does. And he knows. He only knows how to reach every single one of us in this room. Trudy, he knew you would be here today, honey. You guys, he knew you would be here. But he wants every one of us to be touched with a tad. Now, if you all went to lunch together today, you make talk about this sermon, and you got something that Gabby didn't get, and Gabby picked up something you didn't get, Linda, and, you know, we get different portions. But you see, Tanya, the Holy Ghost puts in us what he wants us to have. If we have an ear to hear. Hallelujah. I know you're all precious and I love you so much. And I'm honored to stand here. And I want you to pray for me during the week. Because let me tell you something. This is a very difficult time to present the word. Because if you're not careful, you can preach to all them out there and they're not even here. But some of you don't want your news. And some of you are too soft. Well, don't say that. That's not what Timothy said and Paul said. Okay, so We have to be alert and we have to be awake and we have to know. Because the new word is woke. And the woke people are crazy. And America is not a woke nation. We are not built to be a woke nation. We are a Christian nation. See, I don't believe we're a Christian nation anymore. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And let me tell you something. We, the saints, we're the only ones holding this thing back. We're the only ones that's keeping that Antichrist at bay. Now, the spirit of the Antichrist is on the earth right now. The only reason he's not coming out is because the body of Christ is still here. Amen? Well, wonderful Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I give you praise, Lord. If there be anyone in the house, Lord, that doesn't know you, I pray that they would repent and run after you, Lord. Run after you. I know the word says you run after us. And Lord, you said there would be people that would find you and they weren't even looking for you. You'd go after them and they weren't even chasing you. Use us, Lord. Use every man of God in this room right now. Use every woman. Use us on Facebook. Use us at work. Don't let us waste our time, but Lord, help us to be useful to the kingdom. Lord, I pray that that word I spoke earlier was a prophetic word that said you were going to bring people into the path of each one of us. Bring those certain people into our path that only we can minister to and touch. We've all got different personalities. We say things differently. We act differently. We've all got the personalities you gave us. Some are louder, some are softer, some are strong, some are soft. But Lord, whatever it is, you know your people. You know everybody. Lord, I just want to pray over your people right now and those that need a connection. Lord, they need a connection that would even further their business or ministry or whatever we have need of. Lord, bring that connection. You know everybody on earth. Lord, we'd love to get our school going. Agree with me here, church. Oh, how we'd love to just start a little elementary school, Lord, from K through 6. But we need a teacher that's full of the Holy Ghost and able and willing to teach and educated to do it. So, Lord, do you know everyone? You'll bring it to pass. Finish your healing, Lord, and Brother Arnie. Those, anyone here feeling symptoms, bring your glory upon them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you folks and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and turn his face towards you. In Jesus' name. Amen.